This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, stating that he has significantly enhanced India's prestige and influence on the global stage through his visionary governance and constructive engagement with world leaders. Addressing a large public gathering at Rai Rangpur in Odisha's Mayurbhanj district, organized to mark the completion of 2 years of the Mohan Charan Majhi government in the presence of Mr. Modi, the President said, India has consistently emerged as a voice of peace, dialogue and cooperation under Prime Minister Modi's stewardship. Addressing the public gathering, Prime Minister Modi lauded Odisha's progress as the state completed 2 years under Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, saying it is moving rapidly on the path of development and contributing significantly to the growth of eastern India.
Odisha mein aarthik gatividhiyan, nivesh और उद्योगों को आकर्षित करने का सामर्थ्य आज नजर आ रहा है। केंद्र सरकार का विजन है पूर्वी भारत के विकास से भारत का विकास। इसलिए हम पूर्वोदय की नीति पर काम कर रहे हैं। जिस पूर्वी भारत को कांग्रेस के दौर में पिछड़ेपन का पर्याय बना दिया गया था, आज वो प्रगति का प्रवेश द्वार बन रहा है।
The Prime Minister today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for development projects worth around 47,000 crore rupees across multiple sectors. Later, the Prime Minister arrived in West Bengal for a two-day visit. He took part in Pashchim Bango Divas celebrations at Tarakeshwar in Hooghly district. He also released the 23rd installment of PM Kisan scheme worth 18,880 crore rupees, benefiting over 9.44 crore farmers across the country. Mr. Modi participated in a grand function to celebrate the state day. Along with Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari, he launched dedicated and laid foundation stones for various development projects across railways, agriculture, rural development, fisheries and animal husbandry sectors. The Prime Minister will commission three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms, INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak and INS Agre, in Kolkata tomorrow, designed by the Navy's Warship Design Bureau and built by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers. The vessels are intended to strengthen combat operations, hydrographic surveying and anti-submarine warfare. The Navy said the vessels have more than 75% indigenous content and involved over 200 micro, small and medium enterprises, highlighting the growth of India's domestic shipbuilding industry. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today inaugurated Sri Ambabai Temple Development Project in Kolhapur of worth over 1,445 crore rupees. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. Addressing a public gathering, Mr. Shah said the Sri Ambabai Temple, located in the historic city of Karvir, is a major centre of faith for devotees from across the country. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan reviewed the organizational preparations of the BJP in Goa during the party's State Executive Committee meeting held in Panaji today. Addressing party workers, Murugan stressed the importance of ensuring that central government schemes reach every eligible citizen. He called for further strengthening of the party organization across all 40 assembly constituencies in the state. The government has banned the manufacture, sale and distribution of 16 fixed-dose combination FDC drugs for human use with immediate effect. The move follows a Supreme Court-directed review by an expert committee set up by the Drugs Technical Advisory Board, which found the drug combinations lacked therapeutic justification and could pose health risks. In cricket, Afghanistan have set a target of 219 runs for India in the third and final ODI at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Electing to bat first, Afghanistan were all out for 218 in 44.2 overs. Captain Hashmatullah Shahidi was the top scorer with 102 runs off 131 deliveries. In reply, India were 37 for no loss in 4 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.